Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Thirty-five minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We're going to see if we can get the voice of the Rockies, Jerry Schimmel, on the program. Talk about the Rocks. And this is I think this is a pretty interesting series. I really do. You know, Tanner, I was just talking to Tanner in the hall. Of course, he yelled at me, as he does, when I get to bashing the Rockies. It's not that I'm bashing the Rockies. I've been hurt before. I'm just taking my time. I think this series is really going to tell us, I'm not going to say a lot about the Rockies, but it's going to give us something. It's going to tell us a little bit more, because I think a lot of the experts had Philadelphia better than the Rockies. And so that was always kind of my take, was, are the Rockies a playoff team? Well, are they better than, you know, the six teams in front of them or whatever? I mean, that's what you have to analyze. And I think this is one of those teams that was listed as above them. So I think the next couple of weeks are going to be really interesting for the Rockies. Joining me now, the voice of the Rockies, Jerry Schimmel. Jerry, my friend, I'm telling you, I think this series is going to be really interesting to see for the Rockies. A good early test for Colorado.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, Philadelphia's not playing particularly well, but they have a great offense. Their pitching has struggled a little bit, but you know, you got to take advantage of that at Coors Field. But yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting. The one with the Cubs, obviously, that four-gamer was interesting, and the Rockies had a great opportunity to get three out of four, but couldn't get that big hit yesterday. But now they got a test coming in Philadelphia. So you're right. It's one of those teams that's just listening. One of those teams that people think is going to be better than the Rockies, which is most of the league, by the way. But it's a chance to knock off that team that people think is better than you. And I think the Rockies are ready for it.
Jerry, I want to get your thoughts on this, because how do you analyze the seasons as it goes along for the Rockies? Because there's so many games. And, you know, I always look at it like every 10 games, I'm going to take a deep dive into, okay, what's the common theme we're seeing here? How do you do that? Obviously, being so close to this team and talking to the players on the daily, talking to Bud Black and the managers on a daily and the coaches on the daily, how do you kind of assess this team so early, sitting at 6-3?
You know, I kind of do it, at least the way I used to do it, Brady, was month by month. Let's look at the first month of the season, and that's usually, you look at in the middle of May, look back and see what you've got so far, and then you've got another month, and then you got the All-Star break, and what's this team look like? And it always seems to change a little bit, because baseball is so long. It's such a long season. It takes a big body of work to figure out what you have. In the NBA, you can probably watch a team for 20 games and kind of know what you're going to have the rest of the season. That's not always the case with the Rockies. And you go back and look at their history, they've had some really good starts for the first month and some really poor ones. Their months of April have been either really bad or really good over the years. And so you can't really, in my mind anyway, figure out what kind of team you have until you play a month or two, in my mind, and then see what the trends are and see if this a young guy's going to produce or an older guy's falling off a little bit talent-wise. So I try to take it month by month, and, you know, I've played a little more than a week of the season now. I don't really know, to be honest with you, what kind of team we have. I think it's a better one than it was last year. Certainly it's going to be better offensively. But can the bullpen continue to do what it has done? Probably not. It's going to fall down a little bit. But it takes a while to figure all that out. And you have to get healthy, too. And Rockies, for the most part, are healthy other than a couple of bullpen pieces. When you're healthy, then look at the team for a month or two. And then I always think you kind of know what you have.
I think that's a great point, too. The bullpen has been a nice surprise so far. Can they keep that up? That's going to be a tall task. But then you go to the starting pitching as well. They coincide. They have to help each other out. And that's why I think, Jerry, you and I talked about it before the season, the pressure on Marquez and Freeland, I think, is so great for those two guys. Not that you're necessarily saying we have to win when those two guys are in the starting or when they're starting that day. But you feel like that those games, you really need to put your best foot forward, because you still are, you know, Antonio Senzatella's had his great moments. He's had his interesting moments. Austin Gomber, Chad Kuhl, still kind of waiting to see what happens there. But there seems to be a lot of pressure on those stars, not just for the rotation, but also through the bullpen, too.
Yeah, no question. And I think it's even a little more so this year, Brady, because spring training was shortened. And so those pitchers didn't get built up. They didn't get the innings that they normally get. and the outings they normally get from the bullpen, and probably weren't quite ready physically to start the season. But I think the position players are. They get 30, 40 at-bats. They're ready to go. But the pitchers are different. You got to build them up. And so that puts even more pressure on a starting pitcher. And now there's pitch count to begin the year, so that makes your bullpen even more important. But I look at the bullpen after 10 days or so, whatever this has been, I feel like they have the spots in place to take care of the pressure that's on the starters right now. So that if Marquez doesn't go six innings early in the season, that you have a guy like whoever it is, Tyler Kinley or Ty Block coming out of the bullpen that you can rely on now, that's gigantic. That takes the pressure off those pitchers, off those starters. Because you know this in the past, especially the past probably 4 or 5 years, that bullpen has been so erratic that if you don't get six innings from your starter, you're in trouble. I think with this team, at least right now, that might not be the case.
Now, Block and Kinley, you mentioned too. I think, well, certainly Block, they've been very big surprises. Kinley's been all right, but Block, we were just going over his numbers, Jerry. My goodness, you got to be absolutely thrilled with what you're getting from him.
Yeah, no question. And it's been in long relief, which is what his role is right now. But his value, too, Brady, might come later on when one of those starting pitchers falters a bit or they get hurt. You can always put Ty Block back on that rotation. And I think that's gigantic for this team because you got 4 or 5 pretty solid starters, it looks like now on paper. But if one of those guys goes on the shelf for a while, you've got to have that guy that can fill in. Peter Lambert is probably that guy down the road, but he's not ready. So Ty Block is somebody you're going to have to summon to be a spot starter or take over in the rotation, and he's equipped for that. He's been a starter most of his career. So right now, really valuable as a long relief guy, probably more valuable as a starter down the road.
Jerry, a weekend, what's kind of been the thing where you've kind of taken a step back and said, yeah, I'm really surprised by this performance so far? Can you do that just yet?
I think probably for me, it's a couple of guys. It's probably Connor Joe. You know, I really haven't seen him play a whole lot, and he just seemed to get better when he wasn't hurt last year. He got better and better. This guy can play. This guy can flat-out hit, and he's changed his approach a little bit. He's been a lot more aggressive. He said he used to shorten up with 2 strikes, and he said, I don't do that anymore. I'm just aggressive the whole at-bat. That's a guy that's really kind of surprised me. And Bud Black is a position now we can't take him out of the lineup. I think he was kind of protruding him a little bit, but he was hitting the ball so well from day one that he's remained. I think he's played every game now, started every game. So that guy has been a real pleasant surprise. And I think it, as well, you have to look at Randall Grichuk and maybe more so his defense than his bat. But that guy can flat out play any position in the outfield. He's already made that amazing catch. And it's just, I've forgotten how valuable, Brady, great defenders are in the outfield at Coors Field. I've always said you have to have speed out there. You have to have great defenders. And because that ball is the field is so big, it's just massive, it's expansive. And you got to have guys who can run balls down. And that's what Grichuk can do. So I love the defensive outfield. Charlie Blackmon is probably the lowest man of the defensive totem pole right now in the outfield. I think that Chris Bryant's probably still a very capable defender, but you got 3 or 4 other outfielders that can flat out catch it out there. So that's been a real pleasant surprise for me too.
Well, and Jerry, that was interesting because I was talking about the lack of depth for this team, you know, at the starting rotation and the bullpen, and of course your best friend Tanner Schwent ran in here, yelled at me, and said, "Hey, no, they're deep." But I said, "They're deep in everything else. That's my biggest concern is really the bullpen and the starting rotation." But you just said it, that outfield. I'm very pleasantly surprised. You had that monster call, by the way, of Randall Grichuk, and then that earned him a play of the week here for that home run, Robert. Jerry, let's play it back for you. Let you hear yourself.
Very solid pitcher for 5 seasons with the Rockies, now back with him in his second go-around. Here's a fly ball to right center field and deep. Grichuk going back. Grichuk to the wall, and it is caught by Grichuk, leaning over the wall. He snags a home run. That was in the bullpen. He jumped, timed it perfectly, and robbed the hitter, Corey Seager, of a 3-run home run. Unbelievable catch by Randall Grichuk. Before we go to break, I got to watch this again in the replay. Oh, my goodness.
Jerry, I love it, man. I could go back and I can watch it over and over again, but your call of that was absolutely perfect, my friend.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm sorry that I started screaming on the radio like that. But
no, man, I loved it. Jade's just found it for me because he was just texting me during the break, and he's like, yeah, you earned play of the week. I'm like, Jerry was on that call, too. We got to dig that up. So you're right. That play so far, I mean, I know we got a long way to go, but I already think that's going to be one of the memory banks for one of the big plays of the season.
I think so, too. I really do. And the timing of that was, you know, that saved the game.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
That's a three-run home run by Corey Seager. And you probably, that ties the game up, I think, at that point. You probably lose that game, or there's a good chance you do. So, I mean, he saved a three-run homer, but he saved a game, too. That was a win that might have gone easily the other way. So that's what defensive plays can do. They can change a game. We saw that all those years in Nolan Arenado with third base. Now you've got guys like Daza and Grichik and others in the outfield that can just Sam Hilliard's a wonderful outfielder that can just go get the frickin' baseball and save games for you.
I think that's one of my favorite things, one of my favorite plays in baseball, maybe my favorite, is to see an outfielder just extend over the rail and pull in a crazy catch like that. I honestly think, Jerry, if I'm thinking about it right now, that's my favorite thing to see.
Well, I think it's in baseball, it's one of the great things. I mean, Mike Trout kind of made it famous. He's got, what, six or seven of those over the years that are just like Grichik had, maybe even more athletic than that. So I think everybody loves it. I think if it's a team that's playing against your team, you love it. You just love great plays. So, yeah, I'm with you. But anytime you can rob somebody of a home run, the only person that's upset about that is the hitter. Everybody else is excited about the play.
No doubt about it, and you're right. It was so important. Jerry, I know you got Rockies on the mind, but Nuggets are going at it tonight. I got to get your thoughts. They're 7 points. Dogs in game two after pretty much getting worked, especially in that second half. You like them tonight? You think they're going to pull this thing off and even the series?
I think they have a great opportunity to do that, and I think, I don't know if they can do it, but I think it's going to be a much better game than game one. I mean, you look at Golden State, especially in that second quarter, really after the first quarter, Brady, they couldn't miss. I mean, shoot, the three-point shots were just falling like rain, and that's not going to happen every night. Even though Golden State's a great three-point shooting team, that was a little fluky. I think if they shoot their normal selves from the three-point range, then you've got a different game. So I think, too, the Nuggets are tough mentally. I think they'll bounce back in game two. I don't know if they can win this thing, but I think it's going to be a much, much closer game.
Yeah, I'd like for that. I'd like for a closer game at least. Jerry, my man, we'll be listening to you here on KFK up here in Northern Colorado as always, and we'll look forward to catching up with you later in the week, my man.
Sounds good. I'm just happy I haven't fired Jaden yet, so that's always good. So,
he's hanging every day. Every day he does something to just kind of save the job, you know?
Yep. Yeah, all right. Good job, Jaden. Now, great to talk to you, Brady. Thanks. Anytime, my friend.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon. There's Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Rockies. He's got that play. Save that play, Jades. You already did, apparently, but save it again. Double save it. Randall Grichik with that amazing play. So far, the play of the year for the Rockies, the play of the week. All right, 49 minutes after the hour. Short break coming up. We'll get to what's on TV tonight. I'll give you what I think's going to happen tonight between Denver and Golden State. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Allo Communications Studios.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary is coming up at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.